Today our topic is craving and suffering are inseparable. In this talk, we are going to understand correlation between craving and suffering. Human mind has got built-in nature to seek pleasure. On the other hand, we also have built-in nature to avoid suffering. From the day one we are born till we die one day, these two struggles are going on in our life. In one hand, we are running after pleasure. We always want pleasure, pleasurable, favorable things. On the other hand, we are running away from pain and suffering. But this is not only for human beings, but this is same for all the other living beings. There is no single living being on the earth or in other form of realms who wish to suffer. Not a single living being wish to suffer. They run away from suffering and they want to enjoy. They want pleasure. So we human beings, we do have the same nature. Even though it is so, the real nature that we have to put up with is that both pleasure and suffering are interconnected. We want only pleasure. We do not want suffering. But when we enjoy, we are also bound to suffer. It is impossible for us to enjoy the pleasure only without suffering. But that is our wish. That is what we wish. We want only pleasure. We do not want suffering. But when you want to enjoy, inevitably, you are also connected with suffering. That is impossible. It is because of this reason. Craving is the root cause of both pleasure and suffering. When you satisfy your desire, when you satisfy your craving, you feel happy and joyful. So craving brings joy. Satisfying our craving brings pleasure in our life. So we have so many types of craving, so much craving and desire in our mind. And when we satisfy them, we recognize ourselves as happy, joyful. But it again connects with suffering as well. Craving also produces pain and suffering. So both pleasure and pain are produced by craving. This is the reason that it is impossible for us only to enjoy without suffering. Now look at the world, and we can simply understand it if we pay attention to it. Your children are the greatest treasure to you. Your children bring so much joy in your life. Can you imagine the day that you became a father, the day that you became a mother? You enjoyed so much joy and happiness because of your children. But it is also true, these very children themselves bring you so much suffering, disaster. They create a lot of problems. Isn't it true? Your wife and your husband or your girlfriend or boyfriend, don't they bring you pleasure? They bring you happiness. They bring you pleasure. No doubt. And that is the truth. They definitely bring pleasure and joy to you. But don't they also bring you suffering? They also create a lot of miseries in your life, a lot of problems in your life. Don't you think so? Some people like to eat. They like to eat a lot of foods. Delicious food, tasty food, those deep fried stuff. But eventually, yes, this is pleasure, pleasure of the tongue. But you have to pay for it. How are you going to pay? Diabetes, heart problems, and many other diseases. You become very fat. And there are many other suffering as well. So, yes, eating to achieve pleasure bring happiness, but that is also bound up with suffering. What about drinking alcohol, taking drugs? Yes, those people who take drugs and drinks alcohol, they feel happy and joyful. But as consequences of these pleasure, they are also bound to suffer various kind of diseases, social issues, problems that they create as a result of it. So no matter what you take as pleasure in your life, you analyze it carefully, use your mindfulness and see it. It's always connected with suffering. So we need to understand this. Pleasure and suffering are connected. Because craving is the root cause of both pleasure and pain. Now, thirdly, we need to understand this. Even though this is so, our human mind tend to think that satisfying the desire or satisfying the craving only bring happiness. This is how we think. You may be a PhD degree holder, or you may be an engineer, or you may be the most smartest person, greatest intelligent person on the earth, but still you will think like that. Why it is so? This is a simple fact, but our mind thinks like that. What is the reason? It is because of these two reasons, as Buddha pointed out. In one way, our mind is dominated by craving. Craving is so strong, so deep, it's rooted in the human mind. Craving is so tense and so much, so powerful. And because of that craving, we always look for the direction to satisfy that craving. Our mind has got the nature of choosing what it wants because of craving. You choose yourself what to hear. Don't you? You choose what to see. You choose what to sense. You choose the world. And your choosing depends on your craving. We always want to look at and see beautiful, sexy, good-looking ladies. We don't want to look at those aunties who are so very poor, scanty hair, broken teeth. We don't want to look at them. We want to look at only young girls. We don't want to look at those people who are sick in the hospital, bound beyond chairs, bound beyond bed. We don't want to look at them. I want to look at young, healthy people, young men and women. So I choose. I don't want to look at the dead bodies, those corpses, dead people. And if I have a chance, I will choose not to go. But this is how our mind works. We always choose what we want. This is governed by our own craving, by our own desire. Now, the one way, because of craving, we are motivated and we are pushed forward to get what we crave. This is one aspect of it. The other aspect of delusion. Because of delusion, whatever the other side of it, we will ignore. When we ignore, that is called ignorance. So you ignore the other side. If there are, for example, if there are two ladies here, one is a very beautiful one, the other one is a very old looking one, all these guys will look at only the beautiful one. But the old one is also fair. The beauty will end in old. But it doesn't click. It doesn't click our mind. And we choose only to see beauty and we ignore the other factors. So this is how the mind works. In one way, it is because of delusion. It clouds our thinking and it ignores side effects. And we crave, because of craving, we are motivated to achieve what we want. Don't you think those people who engage in drug trafficking, if they were to be caught up in Singapore, that they will be imprisoned and executed? Don't you think so? They know it. They know it, but they ignore it. Why do they ignore it? Because craving for money is so much. Craving for pleasure is so much. So they ignore it. Don't you think taking drugs and drinks and all these are harmful to our body? They know it, but craving is strong. So craving take over our reasoning and then become ignorant to the real fact. So even though craving bring pleasure and pain, we always look at only the pleasure and we ignore the pain. Now, in this talk, now the Buddha comes forward, and the Buddha's mission here to enlighten the people, to awaken the people. So because of that, he has to awaken you from this ignorance. He doesn't tolerate your ignorance. So he comes and point out to you not only the beauty, but look at the ugly side as well. Then only we can have right understanding, right frame of mind, then to move towards the direction of enlightenment, awakening. So Buddha's teaching is specifically designed to awaken us from the sleep of ignorance. So in many discourses, Buddha talks about danger, ugly side of craving. So going forward, I'm going to explain you how craving produces suffering. Now, suffering can be produced in many different stages. But I want to concentrate on five levels here. First stage, psychological state, when the craving arises in our mind to achieve something, when the desire arises in our mind to achieve something, that itself is a form of suffering. We are not at peace, our mind is not at ease, we have worry, stress, tension, we crave for it, we want it, we long for it. So when a desire arises in your mind to achieve something, then it itself is a form of suffering. Then when desire arises to achieve something, then you go to the second level. You struggle to achieve that. Whatever the desire in your mind, now you want to satisfy that desire. In order to satisfy that desire, you will struggle, work hard. You will try to achieve that goal. And this is striving, struggle. So in this struggle to achieve what you desire, also a form of suffering. While you are struggling to achieve that goal, and sometimes you fail to achieve it. While striving, then you still fail it. When you fail it, then again suffering arises in your mind. Even though I tried my best, I still could not achieve it, then you suffer. Fourthly, while striving to achieve that goal, you might achieve it. When you achieve the goal, you feel satisfied, but there's another issue. The moment you achieve it, you have a fear of losing it. So you have to put up with suffering of protecting what you achieved, maintaining what you achieved. This is another form of suffering. Then the fifth level, sooner or later, and you have to be separated from what you have achieved. The moment you have to separate from this thing that you so desired, and then that creates suffering. Now these five steps can be seen every aspect in our life, whatever desire, whatever pleasure, whatever craving that you are having and you are achieving, you can connect with these five steps that you can see. But today, we do not have time to go through all these, but I will take one aspect of it, something I think very common to everyone, and something I think fundamental to all the living beings. And specifically when it comes to human beings, and what I think many of you are here, some of you are fathers and mothers and married, and perhaps even some of those of you who are single perhaps might have undergone this relationship. Now let us take relationship as an example and see whether we come across these five steps here. Now, in your mind, when a desire arises to have a relationship with your desired man or desired woman, you wish to see that person, you want to have a connection with that person, you want to start a relationship with that person, you want to fall in love with that person, day and night you think of ways and means how to start a relationship with that person, with that girl or with that boy. So when you are having this desire, this craving to start a relationship with so and so, I believe that all of you have gone through it, and that itself is a form of suffering. It's a fever. Some people like to call it lovesick. It's a fever. Fever of feeling that I want him, I want her, I want to be with her. And this is suffering because you simply have the desire for this person. This can be for a girl, this can be for a man, this can be any person. When you have desire to have that person for yourself as a relationship, and this is a form of suffering. So this suffering arises because of lack of that relationship. So you do not stop there. So what do? You struggle, you start to chase after. If you are a boy, then you will chase after the girl, you will run after her, and you will try to make her interested in you. You might buy flowers, gift, and you might go and see this person, and you might struggle to win her heart. Isn't that so? You're trying to do that, correct? You're trying to do that. Many guys might do that, and I do not know how ladies are doing it. It may be a secret. Well, in this process of struggling to win the heart of that person, you undergo stress, tension, agony. You are always wishing this is a suffering. Isn't that so? But you ignore it because your craving is stronger. You ignore that. You ignore the suffering. Now, while you are struggling, striving to win the heart of that person, and it is possible at one stage this girl or this boy might tell you, "I don't like you. Don't run after me anymore. I'm not interested in you." Rejection. You are rejected. Then you are heartbroken. So that's all. You feel so unhappy, miserable, like you lost everything in this world because you are rejected by that man or you are rejected by that woman. This is called suffering of rejection. Then suppose when you are running after to have this relationship, suppose this person like you and you have the relationship. So you fell in love with that desired man and desired woman. So don't you think you are happy? Yes, you are happy. You are happy. This is pleasure. But there is issue. What is that? The moment you achieve it, then you have fear of losing it. Will she leave me and go with another boy? You will have fear of losing that woman or losing that man. So because of that fear, you will take protective action. You will take protective actions, right? So you must check. Where is your girlfriend going? With whom is she going? What is she doing? You will call and ask, "Where are you? What are you doing?" Yes? You will ask the husband, "Why are you not home? Why are you not home yet? Why are you so late? What are you doing?" You will check, correct? You will check the husband and what is he doing. You will be a spy and check because you want to prevent your man or your woman from starting another relationship. You want to protect. Then you have the suffering of maintaining the relationship. Do you think the maintaining a relationship is so easy? It may be very difficult. Because human beings are different. So they might have different way of thinking and behavior. So as a woman, you have to take care of your man. As a man, you have to take care of your woman. As a girlfriend, and boyfriend or husband and wife, you have to maintain the relationship. You have to listen, you have to act accordingly, and you have to make that person happy and joyful. Maintain the relationship. You have to spend your time, you have to spend your money, and you have to do certain things that you do not want to do, but you still must do. Right? Still must do, otherwise this relationship cannot go. Correct? So there are many couples who put up with the relationship simply because they want to maintain it and they want to protect it and they have fear of losing it. Don't you think this is suffering? Then it might happen. This girl or boy might fall in love with somebody else and might go. Separation. If you were to face that separation, then it itself is suffering. Extramarital affairs create so much suffering. Even though you are trying your best to maintain your relationship, protect it, but still these people might go their own way. Because after some time in marriage life, it becomes so bored. Looking at the same woman, looking at the same man, listening to the same story again and again and again. In the morning you see the same face, in the afternoon you see the same face. And some more, all these problems when you are living together, all these issues come. So small tiny issues become big issues. And you start quarreling, and then you separate. Don't you think this is suffering? This is suffering. If you do not separate while you are living in this relationship, what will happen? There is a couple who are loving, caring, and they live together. They cannot live without each other. But sooner or later, the death will come. Don't you think so? So when the death comes, somebody has to go. When that person go, the other person left alone. Don't you think this is suffering? So these are the four stages. When the craving arises in your mind, it itself is suffering. When you struggle to achieve that desire, that is also suffering. When you are struggling to achieve that desire, you might fail. If you fail, that is also suffering. While you are struggling to achieve that desire, you might succeed. If you succeed, you become happy. Yes, but what issue? Issue, once you achieve it, you must maintain it, you must protect it, and you have fear of losing it. But then in the fifth level, sooner or later, you have to be separated. That's it. So five stages. You can apply this to your job, you can apply to your relationship, you can apply to anything in your life, and you contemplate in your mind. Then you will see craving, yes, it brings pleasure, but it inevitably connected with suffering. But human beings, we do not know other way how to be happy other than put up with this. This situation Buddha labeled as dukkha. Dukkha does not mean suffering. Dukkha means something more than that. Dukkha means both pleasure and pain. Unsatisfactory. This situation that we put up with as human beings, struggle between this desire and the reality, is unsatisfactory, which we call dukkha. When a human being understands that human being, when you see that craving produces much more suffering, and that human being might have courage to destroy the craving. And Buddhism is for those human beings who have the courage, determination, will, and who can work diligently to destroy this attachment. And the moment you destroy this attachment, your mind achieves a different level beyond of suffering. And that level is known as enlightenment, nibbana. Buddha says, from craving arise sorrow, tanhaya jayati soko, tanhaya jayati bhayam, from craving arises fear, tanhaya vipamuttasa natti soko kutu bhayam. The one who is free from craving is totally free from fear and sorrow, and he enjoys bliss and happiness. And that is the enlightenment. So, as Buddhists, what we are trying to achieve is that state of our mind, which is possible, practical, if we work hard to do.